Big Bad Bitosaurus. Written by Malachy Doyle. Illustrated by David Crichton Pester. Published by Bloomsbury Education. Chapter 1. Big Bad Bitosaurus was the biggest, baddest bully. He frightened all the others with his big, bad bite. He terrified the swimmers and the hoppers and the crawlers. Till Pete, the tiny pterosaur, squeaked,
"That's enough!"
Big Bad Bitosaurus looked up and roared. But Pete, the tiny pterosaur, dropped a tree into his mouth. Pete whistled up his friends.
Whee!
And before Big Bad Bitosaurus could tear the tree from his own mighty jaws, everyone came and sat on him. Chapter 2. The hoppers came, the crawlers came, even some of the swimmers came. Until Big Bad Bitosaurus couldn't move a big bad bit.
"Will you stop being such a big bad bully?" said Pete.
"No,"
said the massive dinosaur.
"I'll take that as a yes," said Pete. "And will you stop all that roaring and biting?"
"No,"
said Big Bad Bitosaurus.
"You'd better," said Pete.
Chapter 3. So the hoppers hopped, the crawlers crawled, and the swimmers swam. And what did Big Bad Bitosaurus do? Crunch! He chomped the mighty tree trunk. And
two!
He spat it on the ground. Then he rose to all the bigness and the badness of his height. He opened his enormosaurus jaws and he roared.
"Can somebody just do something about these terrible teeth of mine? They're killing me!"
"You've got toothache," said Pete.
"You bet I have,"
moaned Big Bad Bitosaurus.
"Is that why you're always so moody?" said Pete.
"You bet it is,"
groaned the grumpy monster.
"If we can sort it out for you," said Pete, "will you stop all that yelling?"
"You bet I will," said Big Bad Bitosaurus.
"Do you promise?" said Pete.
"Cross my big bad dinosaur heart," said Big Bad Bitosaurus.
"Well, first we'd better clean up those terrible teeth of yours,"
said Pete.
"They're disgusting."
So he whistled up his friends again.
Whee!
And back they hopped, crawled and swam. Chapter 4. They were still a bit scared, especially the tiniest ones, but they started picking out the mucky stuff from the monster's yucky teeth.
Plickety-pluck. Scrapety-scrape. Polishy-polish. Till Big Bad Bitosaurus positively beamed.
Then Dot, the dinosaur dentist, took a look.
"I can see the rooting-tooting problem," she said. "Rotten teeth! Hold steady, big fellow!"
So everybody held on tight to stop Big Bad Bitosaurus from wriggling and jiggling while Dot, the dinosaur dentist, got to work.
"Clean them every day," she told him when she was done. "And stop eating rubbish."
Now, Big Bad Bitosaurus isn't a great scary bully anymore. Though sometimes he does like to show off his clean and shiny teeth. The ones he's got left. All together now.
Roar! Roar!